U.S. solar imports surge 286% as domestic manufacturing expand, S&P Global data says. U.S. imports of crystalline silicon solar cells saw a dramatic increase in the third quarter of 2024, rising more than fourfold compared to the same period in 2023, according to S&P Global Commodity Insights. This surge reflects the growing demand from rapidly expanding domestic solar panel factories, fueled by policy shifts and significant investments in U.S. solar manufacturing. Solar power driving up the clean energy revolution. Solar energy is accelerating global energy transitions, driven by affordability and technological advancements. According to the IEA's World Energy Outlook 2024, solar photovoltaic PV systems are a leading force in clean energy deployment. By 2030, solar could account for over 40% of new power capacity, emphasizing its pivotal role in global decarbonization efforts. Moreover, renewables electricity generation share will climb from 22% to 58% by 2035, driven primarily by solar PV. This growth is supported by record investment and strong policy support in renewables, helping to address energy security concerns and reduce emissions. The 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, central to Biden's clean energy policy, provides up to $1.2 trillion in tax incentives over a decade to drive clean energy growth. Its advanced manufacturing tax credit has spurred over $34 billion in solar investments. This resulted in numerous new or expanded solar module factories across the U.S. Solar module production capacity in the country has skyrocketed, exceeding 45 gigawatts as of October. At peak production, these solar manufacturing facilities could fulfill most of the U.S. solar demand projected for 2025. Solar import surge powers domestic factories. Imports of photovoltaic PV cells not yet assembled into panels reached 4,230 megawatts in Q3. That is a sharp increase from 903 megawatts in the third quarter of 2023, according to S&P Global Market Intelligence's Global Trade Analytics Suite. Over the first 9 months of 2024, unassembled PV cell imports totaled 9,454 megawatts, up nearly 286% from 2,048 megawatts during the same period in 2023. This increase follows President Joe Biden's August decision to raise the annual cap on tariff-free PV cell imports from 5 gigawatts to 12.5 gigawatts. Biden highlighted the solar industry's positive adjustment to import competition and the growth in module production capacity as key reasons for the policy change. The IRA has played a pivotal role in incentivizing domestic solar panel production through lucrative tax credits. However, despite these gains, a lack of crystalline cell, wafer, and ingot manufacturing capacity in the U.S. leaves panel manufacturers heavily reliant on imported components. With President-elect Donald Trump promising to introduce new tariffs on foreign-made goods to support U.S. manufacturing, the solar industry is preparing for potential shifts in trade policy that could impact supply chains. Robust module imports. While domestic module production ramps up, imports of fully assembled solar panels remain strong. The U.S. imported 15 gigawatts of modules in Q3 2024, slightly lower than the record 17.4 gigawatts in Q2, but consistent with Q3 2023 levels, per S&P Global report. For the first 9 months of 2024, total panel imports reached 47.3 gigawatts, up from 41 gigawatts in the same period last year. Combined cell and module imports for January-September exceeded 56.7 gigawatts, representing a 31% increase from the 43.4 gigawatts imported during the same period in 2023. With this robust supply chain, the U.S. solar market could install over 46 gigawatt DC of solar panels in 2024, plus an additional 43.3 gigawatts in 2025, according to S&P Global Commodity Insights. The majority of crystalline solar cell imports in Q3 came from factories in Southeast Asia, as shown above. Malaysia led the pack, accounting for 37.3% of U.S. imports, followed by Thailand, 27.6%, and South Korea, 20%. Vietnam and Laos contributed smaller shares at 4% and 3.7%, respectively. Panel imports, including both crystalline and thin film technologies, were also primarily sourced from Southeast Asia. Vietnam supplied 32%, Thailand contributed 23%, and Malaysia accounted for 13.4%. Other key contributors included Cambodia, 11.8%, and India, 8.4%. Leading the solar revolution, top companies driving innovation. As solar energy is gaining momentum globally, key players are also making significant strides. For one, Toronto-based Solar Bank Corporation, focusing on utility-scale and community solar projects across North America, just delivered 600 megawatts of clean energy in the U.S. and Canada. Expanding into new markets like New York, its initiatives offset significant carbon emissions, accelerating the energy transition. Another solar company is NextEra Energy, a clean energy powerhouse headquartered in Florida. With over 72,000 megawatts of generating capacity, it leads in wind and solar power production. NextEra is reducing carbon emissions through renewable energy and innovative technologies. Similarly, Arizona-based First Solar specializes in thin-film PV panels, boasting a lower carbon footprint and superior durability. With 25 gigawatts of installed capacity and a target to reach 16 gigawatts annual production by 2025, its innovations power major solar farms worldwide. These companies showcase the transformative potential of solar energy in achieving a sustainable future. As the country prepares for potential changes in trade policy under Trump's administration, companies must adapt to evolving regulations. For now, the combination of robust imports and growing domestic production capacity positions the U.S. solar market for sustained growth, supporting the transition to clean energy.